In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text, Exodus, the 12th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's early spring, 1446 BC. A man is out in the fields in the Goshen region of Egypt, looking through a flock of sheep in order to find a lamb for his family. This lamb needs to be young and healthy, with no visible defects. Having found an unblemished lamb, he takes it home. And over the next 4 days, he and his family keep a close eye on the lamb to be sure it is really healthy and whole. Then, on the fourth day after selecting the lamb, the 14th day of the month in early evening, the man sacrifices the lamb at twilight. He does not break any of its bones, and he uses the blood to mark the posts and the lintels of the entrance to their family's home on the doorway. And he roasts the rest of the lamb that same night. He and his family then eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. And not just he and his family, but the whole household of Israel, everyone throughout Israel, in their own houses, do the exact same thing. And at midnight, weeping and mourning is heard throughout the land, because in each Egyptian home, the firstborn son lies dead. But not Israel. Not one household that has been marked by the lamb's blood experiences any loss. The wages of sin is death, but God has spared them. God has passed over their house. The gift of God for Israel is life and freedom. And it all happened exactly as the Lord their God said it would. In judgment, he struck down the firstborn of Egypt, and in mercy, he passed over the homes of the people. Wherever the blood of the lamb was seen, no harm came to them. Annually, as the centuries rolled on year after year, Israel was to celebrate the original Passover with a week-long feast that included the sacrifice of the Passover lambs at twilight and the eating of the Passover meals. Fast forward, nearly 1,500 Passover celebrations in about the year 33 AD. On Sunday of the week of the Passover, a man enters Jerusalem, riding humbly on a donkey. He has come to present himself as the true Passover lamb. And for 4 days, this man, Jesus of Nazareth, is questioned and challenged and tested. But he is faithful. He is free of sin. He is free of guilt. He is unblemished, without spot, wrinkle, or stain of any kind. Thursday rolls around, and he celebrates the Passover with his disciples. And later that same night into the next day, he is betrayed and captured and denied and spit on and whipped and mocked and nailed to the cross. It is there, on the mountain range of Moriah, where Abraham was about to sacrifice his only son Isaac, outside of Jerusalem, it was there that Jesus offers himself as the Passover lamb of sacrifice. It is there that his blood is smeared on the posts and the lintels of the cross. And like the Passover lambs before him, not one of the perfect lamb's bones is broken. But unlike the first Passover, only one firstborn son dies this time. The Lamb himself, the firstborn son of Mary, the only begotten Son of God. And make no mistake about it, while there is weeping and mourning over the death of the firstborn son, there is also Passover because of the Lamb's self-giving sacrifice for us. All who are marked with his saving blood are untouched by God's righteous judgment. The wages of sin, your sin and my sin, is death. But the gift of God for you who are marked on the posts and lintels of your foreheads and on your hearts, you who are marked by the blood of the Lamb through your baptism into Christ, have eternal life and freedom. You have passed over from death to life. For all the countless sins, in thought, word, and deed, for the evil we have done and the good we have left undone, you and I are forgiven. And from the judgment of death, you and I are protected and spared now and in the day of judgment. On that day, the day of judgment, the day of your resurrection, when you have passed over from death to life forever, you will forever join your voice with the four living creatures and the 24 elders, numerous angels and myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." But not just on judgment day, not just on the day of your resurrection. The truth is that the Lord gives you to celebrate this Passover, not one day in the distant future, not annually as Israel before you, and not once or twice or even three times a month. No, he gives you to celebrate the day of resurrection, the Passover of God, weekly, in the Sunday morning divine service, as you eat and drink the very body and blood of the perfect Passover Lamb. In this new and this better Passover meal of the Lord's Supper, God himself invites you to celebrate and commemorate and participate in the victory of our God as you stand on the banks of Lidgerwood and eternity. This is what causes many LCMS congregations to offer communion every single week. Because they know, as we know, that when you have been marked with and received the saving blood of the Lamb, then you have freedom from sin and freedom from death. God has passed over you, just as he promised. What, dear people of God, what shall we render or give to the Lord for all of this? For our very forgiveness and our very life, for the Passover of God. Here's what we'll do. We will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. We will take the cup of salvation and eat and drink the Lamb's body and blood. And then we shall call on the name of the Lord, singing with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God, now and forever. Amen.